know, this morning I was talking about how, but I'll just pick it up because to do the journey to how I got here is very tough. But the summary of some of the things I was saying, one of the things I was saying was how love is the foundation of the kingdom, the love of God. Very important too. Very important knowledge. The love of God is the foundation of the kingdom. I tell you. Because he conveyed us from the power or the kingdom of darkness. You see? And then translated us to the kingdom of the Son of his love. The word Son of the love means like the fruit of his love. Like when God loves you, you see, what he will give to you is Jesus. Jesus is the Son of his love. When God loves you, what he will give, and that's why when you love people, what you will give them is Jesus. He's the Son of his love. So love is the foundation of the kingdom. The foundation of the kingdom is not the gifts of the Spirit. I believe that what I'm saying here is one of the reasons why we still don't have the type of communities God wants us to have. Because we are building ministries, you see, around the giftings of the anointed man. God's people are not gathered. You see, your father is not your father because he has money. Are you together with me here? It's because you guys have the same DNA. And the DNA of God is love. God is love. You see, John taught us and told us that you cannot, you see, hate and still say that you are of God. So the foundation of God's kingdom is love. And anytime we miss this in the setting of a kingdom community, anytime we put something else before love, you see, it will not be the kingdom of God. It will not be. It has to be love. You see, and the good thing about the love of God is this here. The love of God goes round. What did I say? The love of God goes round. But the gifts don't go round. The love goes round. But the gift does not go round. Only a few people, you see, will have it. And only a few people will benefit from it. But the good thing about the love of God is that it goes round. You see, for God so loved. Who did he love? The world. Now, you know, before love, there were gifts of the Spirit. Before Jesus came, rather. Am I not correct? The prophets, all of them operated the gifts of the Spirit. But you see, they couldn't save the world with it. But this love can save the world. I don't know. Do you know. The love can save the world. If we go back to love, we will save the world. I tell you, this is God's key for the end time revival. The gifts of a man, no matter the healing gift a man has, it won't save the world. It can pack a crowd. But it's not going to save the world. The way to save the world is that we need to visit love again. You see, when we love one another, we convict the world. The world knows we don't love ourselves. The world knows that we don't what? We don't love ourselves. Are my friends here? So, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. So you see, the language of love is Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. So Colossians now also told us that we've been conveyed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the son of his love. So if we're going to have the type of local assemblies and the type of communities that God wants us to have, we must have love in our midst. That is to say, you are not coming to church to be blessed. You are coming to church because you are in love. It's a different thing. It's a different premise. It means that you are love sick. That's why you must come. Do you understand that? You are what? Love sick. Like you have to fellowship. Do you understand that? Like you have to, like I have to see Shola. I have to be where Shola is. I have to be where they, like I have to. I must. You see, during COVID, why people didn't go back to church was because they were never in love. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Have you not seen videos of soldiers who went to Afghanistan and now came back 5 years after, surprised their parents? You saw the excitement of those reunion. But how come we had COVID and the people were comfortable not to go back to church? Because it means that in their soul, they had the same feeling. You see, when you say online meeting, you see, even when we are physical, it was still online. It's still online. The hearts are still online. So it was like when they now say, okay, let's do the online gong. The people now wondered, why should I now waste money? Like, there's absolutely no difference. Now that I'm online and when I was on site, like, it's the same thing. So instead of wasting fuel unnecessarily, do you understand? But if you do online for me, I would die. Like, I can die. If I don't go to church, I can die. Like, I will just die. They'll do autopsy. Yeah. I say, what killed him? They say, lack of churchianity or in churchianism. Like, they will just do the, like, they will just find out that in churchianism entered my liver and then went to the kidney. And if they have gotten me early and just brought me back to church, and I just hear, what a blessing! I would just be alive. I tell you, if you want to kill me, tell me. You know, some people even brag that the sign of spirituality is being able to be alive without going to church. Like, it's a stupid thing. I said the way to prove Christianity is when you are alone. You were not created to be. Listen, if you are alone, you will backslide. Yes. Because you still don't understand. I tell you, the day you see your hand alone, like you wake up and you see your hand on the decks. Like you look, you don't see your hand, and you now see it on the decks. And then you open your fridge and you see your kidney. You know, you will be sure that, okay, actually I'm dead. Like, this is just like my spirit. I'm seeing what the ritualist has done to me. Like, they have stored my kidney for like something they want to use it for later. I tell you the truth. Like, if your body cannot be alone, then you can't be alone. Like, as I am like this, I'm happy. Just be here. Not preaching. You see, just to be here. That I saw You see, sometimes I'm preaching, even while I'm preaching, I'm looking for people. Do you understand? Like, I can fire, I can maybe suspend some people if I don't see them. Like, why won't I see you? Okay, since you plan to suffer me, oh yeah, go for 2 weeks. I don't want to be seeing you again. That's how we are. Because there can never be a kingdom without a people. A kingdom is not formed by visitors. A kingdom is not formed by visitors. I tell you the truth. We have not yet made the world jealous of our union. We should be so bonded that we should provoke jealousy. Do you understand? Like, we are so bonded that people will assume that you are biological siblings. And then they will now find that you are not. And they will now wonder, so how come you people are like this? Then they will now, you will now tell them to wait, and you give them the series of the blood of Jesus. That you see, the blood of Jesus is like the most valid thing. And is a truer blood than our parents' blood. You get the point now. Oh my goodness, I'm enjoying this thing. Because when we get this thing right, I tell you, you will go to China, and you will join yourself with the church in China. And there won't be too much culture clash. Because you guys have linked up to a higher culture. Yes. You see, and then you can marry it like you are charcoal, but you can marry a Chinese girl. And it will make sense. And more of it will make sense. And you are not even aware, you see, of your color again. You know, I'm not aware. I don't know that Pastor Obi is an Igbo man. I don't know. And if you tell me that he's not, I might believe you. I don't know he's not an Igbo man. It has never crossed. I've never thought of him as an Igbo man. I have never in one day thought of him as an Igbo man. It has never crossed my I've never seen Idara as an Akwa Ibom. The only time I think of as Akwa Ibom is when I want to sing in the remontua. Sing it for me, please.
Imabong inere kenta. Imabong inere kunsuk. Isada sadawima. Isada sadawima. Isada sadawima. Woyo sai. Akanam kwe. Akanam kuke. Akanam kwe, 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 ima esere sima basi.
Some of you, as we are singing that song now, you are wondering, what's up? Which one? Alright, let her explain. Do you know, as we are singing this song now, some of you are wondering, is it part of the preaching? It's because you are too matured for the presence. I'm telling you, you are too old. You see, for you to be in the kingdom, you have to be a child. Like, we can be serious from there, we are dancing. So you are too composed for the glory of God. So you are waiting for when we'll be serious. But I tell you, this is why some of us don't grow sick like you. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's why we don't grow sick. This is why some of us have money.
Yes.
I tell you, we're in the kingdom. We're living in the kingdom. We don't live, it's not our brain that is controlling us. We're not trying to be big boys or big girls because we already have the great king. So you want to tell us the last line? Abi, is it?
What was the question, sorry?
The song, the lyrics, the last
okay. Line. Ima meti rent, ima basi. So my love is just like the love of God. That is it. So what the song is saying is trying to explain what God's love is and what is not. So, imabong inyeneken tak. That means that the love of God does not have reason. It does not have a reason to love you. Imabong inyeneken su. There is no lie in it. It did not lie. Imabong. So she moved to Isa Tasarawima. That means he's not picky in loving people. Then he moves to explaining what he's not using to love you. It means it's not because you have money that he loves you. It's not because you're beautiful that he loves you. So he goes on like that. Then, woyo is like an exclamation, like, so the side part is like, so Akanamkwe, I've never seen it. Akanamkwe, I've never heard it. Akanamkwe, Imamet, I've not seen the love that is like the love of God.
Wow. Can you see, though it looked like we were joking, the song we're singing is actually the preaching we're preaching. Like what we're doing is the move of the Spirit, just seamless, conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And we just sang the song of that love, that love. We need to go back to that love. We need to pray about it. We need to walk, you see, walk towards it. Do the work. Let the Holy Spirit fan the flame of His love in our hearts. You see, finally, let me repeat one thing I've always said. 1 Corinthians 13. First Corinthians 13. Praise God. Now, you see, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's full of the gifts and all of that. When you start from 12:26, I really want to hurry up and end this preaching. If one member suffers, all the members suffer. The next verse, please. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually and God has appointed these in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles, gifts of healings, helps, administrations, variety of tongues. So these are like administrative offices. Praise God. If you want prosperity, the one that is in charge of prosperity in those offices is administration. Go back there. Administration is in charge of prosperity. You see, you can have all those things. If you don't have administration, you won't have prosperity. And that's why many gifted preachers sometimes don't prosper, because the hype, they want to convert their gift. They think their gift will bring everything. You see, prosperity does not respect gift. Prosperity is built on the back of structure. Do you understand? If you have the gift I don't play with the gift of administration. When Jesus told them to go and to make them sit in 50s, when he wanted to feed the thousands, and he said, let them sit in 50s. That was the release of the gift of administration. You know, he asked them to sit in 50s before he had the resource to feed them. Do you understand? If you think you have administration after God has blessed you, you are joking. Without administration, God will not bless you. And did you notice that even after it, he told them to go and pack the remainder, and there were 12 baskets. That's also administration. I just said I should say that to you. So if you think your talent will make you prosperous, I want you to know that you are lying. That's what happens to talented. Talented people are always sure. But I tell you, there is no place the pool of average is full of talents. I tell you, when you want to people who are doing average in life, it's full of talent. Because there is an arrogance that comes with talent. And you will end up with C. But the C will look like B. Like close to B. So in your brain, you'll be thinking that, okudie. But you see, when something is consistent, you should know it's a gift. That you are a gifted C person. It's not a mistake. When every time 57, 58, there is something in you that is making that mistake consistent. But that's not the point for today, all right? Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent, I want you to say more excellent way. Now let's look at the more excellent way. Now, so when Jesus was going to tell us the more excellent way, are you with me? He now began to introduce us into love. So love is a more excellent way. It means that love is like the perfect way. Do you understand? Huh? Though I speak with tongues of men. You know, this was what he just mentioned. Tongues of angels. But have not love. I have become a sounding brass. Or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy. You see. And understand all ministry, all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all faith. So now, not like these things are bad. But these things can't be foundation. Do you understand? These things are good. You see, but the point is when you make them foundation, you see, you will build nothing. So that I could move mountains, but I have not love. I am nothing. So you can be gifted, but you are nothing. You see? And the reason is because you haven't made love the foundation. Brothers and sisters, we have to make love the foundation. See, let's read quickly. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, so you see, it's not just giving that is love. It's like a spiritual awakening. You see, that makes you joined, you see, to another or to God's people in a way where you are willing, you see, to give yourself for them to have love. That's the meaning of love. For God so loved the world, not that he gave what he has, he gave himself. It is when you can give yourself for your brother and your sister to have life. Now that should be the foundation upon all our engagements. That should be the bedrock of kingdom communities. Is that I make sure that the person beside me, around me, has life. And if that's going to cost me mine, you see, I will make sure he has life. But you see, it's the one that dies that truly has life. So if you die to give life, you have died to have life. So when you die to give life, you don't remain dead. Anytime you die because you want to give life, you will not have more life. Are we together here? So you see, love suffers long. You see, that's not suffering lack. It's just talking about your ability, you see, to maintain goodness. Are you together with me? Towards a situation that is not deserving of it. Are you together with me? So it can suffer long. So you are not easily done. I'm done. Any small thing, I'm done. You see, like Indomie. 2 minutes, you are done. I'm done. You see, it says love can suffer long. Do you understand that? So let me explain to you. It means that your husband might have maybe one bad character. You see, love will be there for him till he changes. Do you understand that? Now, I'm not talking of some other. There are some characters, you see, that love will blow the trumpet. Like, so I'm not talking of every, like, if your husband, maybe his bad character is maybe beating you. You know that, you know, if you die through your husband beating, you are not going to have life. That one, you will die and die. You really died. You understand? When you notice that your husband has removed your teeth, you understand? You have to call for help. So I'm not talking about that one. Or you notice that your husband wants to give you HIV. The way he's living, you have HIV. You have to. You don't walk in love. The kind of love you walk in is the one that will escape. Do you understand? So that you can love him another. Because you need to still remain for you to love him. So I'm not talking about those, because I need to clarify. I'm not talking about those type of, that, you know, do you understand? And I'm talking husband, you understand? If it is your boyfriend doing all of this, you know, to you, you see, you need to be alive because you are a dead person already, you understand? For a boyfriend to, you understand? Because it's like maybe you are like a stone or a wall for your boyfriend to be able to hit you. Maybe you are a punching bag. So you need to come alive so that you can be a human being. You see, because there's something about you that made you date that kind of, do you understand, thing. So, let's get to scripture. So you see that love suffers long. But we're talking about maybe, you know, there are some characters that look simple. Like bad character that doesn't look too terrible. But for the person who is on the receiving side, it's very terrible. Listen, I'm a marriage counselor, you see. You know I am a marriage counselor. Because people kept quiet like when... And I tell you, if you think the issues of marriages are like maybe deep, deep issues, I tell you they are very simple. In fact, the reason why, let me say this to you. The reason why a lot of marital issues don't get solved is that the culprit, he's sure that it's not that deep. Yeah, because the marriage issues are very simple, simple issues. And especially on the side of men. You know, men love to solve big problems. And sometimes simple problems look like... And those simple problems are causing the biggest damages. But we take it for granted. Do you understand? For example, a woman's major problem with a man can be that he does not check up on me when he goes out. Like okoma law. Like you do not call back. You know, for you, you just feel like that's not really like a problem. You understand? Because you know where I'm going to. And you have an idea of the time I come back. And you know why I'm going to where I'm going to. So it's not like... So the man... You see, but that thing is destroying something. in the woman. I tell you the truth. But most men don't know because they feel like it's not a big... You see, when you pick a man, you say, what are the problems? You say, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't womanize. I don't womanize. I try my best to drop the money that we need in this house. So like he's feeling like maybe she should be like attending every Thanksgiving service. You see, because she has married. You see, because men judge themselves with the worst of men. So the man thinks that I'm not her. Oh, Mokoto Shelengboro, you know. But the man does not know that the reason why she married you is because she didn't pick you from Igboro in her head. You were not one of the people she picked from Igboro. She picked you from an ancient dream that she had when she was 6 years old. Like she has been dreaming about you, how you will be, and the things you will do since she was six. You see, at that time that she was six, when she was thinking about how gentle and nice you will be, you see, you were perfecting police and thief. And you chose to be thief. Like, when they were saying you police thief, you chose to be thief. Because there's a way, when you are the thief, it's more fun. You understand? You don't want to be police. You want to be the thief. So the guy has been thinking, like he's been thinking as a thief, you see, from a very young age. But the woman has another dream. You see, I'm still talking about love, Abby. They need to deliver me from marriage talks. I need deliverance. No, I tell you. So, Ugatolo wafu bi deliver me. Veki ya jawo yon. No, ya jemi ati ya umi gong. Afi ya jera wakidi. So, te ba tirike ya njen yon. Muma piti pe ko yoki ya jen. Like, you see, the suffering in marriage is a choice of ignorance. Yeah, I tell you the truth. You might not agree, but until humility hits you, your marriage will not work. Humility is your beginning of your great days in marriage, where you are humble to look inward, and you find out that it's not your wife doing you. Then your life must start changing. But before then, you might not agree with me, but I know that there is a power of suffering also. That when you have suffered for a while, you'll say, maybe I will try this Pastor Zach, what Pastor Zach is saying. But what I was saying is that, there are some character, you see, that you are going to suffer long. Meaning that I will wait, you would keep being good, even though this person has this failure, you see, in character. That's what love does. You see, even as a pastor, you have to love the people you're pastoring because they will have some character that is not the best. You see, but you will keep loving them till they change. Now, so when I'm saying that love should be the bedrock of the kingdom of God, it means that as we are like this, we must suffer long one for another. Huh? And then we must be what again? Kind. We must not be what? Envious. Love does not parade. So when you come to an atmosphere where there's love, you will not see all these things there. Huh? You will not see all these things there. Now, when you don't see, are you listening to me? When you don't see all these things there, what you will see is the presence of God. The manifest presence of God, which is evidenced by changed lives. That's the evidence of the presence of God is not noise. It's people saying, I was like this, but now I'm like this. This is not who I used to be. That's the evidence of God's presence. Are we together here? I believe that God will make us a people of love. Not a people that parade themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ.